From Edmonton, the Kubasonics with an updated version of a traditional Ukrainian folk dance, the Chaban. Ітакем же вам темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою із чудового Ванкуверського острову в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макуарі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the beautiful west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchik-McCory, Pokrinske Pavlina, and I am delighted to have you with me. Whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, on your mobile phone, streaming, time-shifting via podcast, on the Stitcher app, however you're listening to us, a very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today. As well, we have an interview courtesy Ukraine Today with the headman of a group called Teen Sonsia, and they'll be talking about their song, which is the official Ukrainian anthem of the 2016 UEFA or Euro Cup. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Toronto called Dunai. And this is a song called Oi Pid Vishneyu. And that kind of speaks to where I'm going to be spending a lot of time over the next couple of weeks, under the cherry tree. Or maybe in my case, in a cherry tree.
Ой, під вишнею, під черешнею, стою старі з молодою, як із ягодою, стою старі з молодою, як із ягодою, і просилася, і молилася, пусти ж мене, старі діду, на вулицю погуляй, пусти ж мене, старі діду, на вулицю погуляй. Сам не піду, і тебе не пущу. Хочеш мене, старенько, та й покинуть на біду. Хочеш мене, старенько, та й покинуть на біду. Ой, не кидай мене, моя голубочко. Куплю тобі катку і ще сіножатку. І ставок, і млинок, ще й вишневенький садок. І ставок, і млинок, ще й вишневенький садок.
Now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Embrace the Ukrainian culture, the music, the food, and the dancing at the 51st Annual Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, July 29th to 31st, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your weekend pass right now for only $95. If you wait, you'll pay more at the gate. Day passes and camping passes also available. Call toll-free 1-877-474-2683. That's 1-877-474-2683. For more information, visit cnuf.ca and like CNUF on Facebook.
Thank you. баба ластом, як клейла ласти, все, що було нажито, скинула на раз. У спадок онукові хати у хуторі, де потрібу дрібноти, меблі і матрас, ракабілі паті, у трухляві хаті, етнотерриторію треба розгребсти, все, що заважало,
геть повикидали.
Та бабина тумба не пролазить ні туди, та ні сюди, та бабина тумба, та бабина тумба, та бабина тумба не пролазить ні туди, та ні сюди, та бабина тумба, та бабина тумба, та бабина тумба не пролазить ні туди, та ні сюди, та бабина тумба, та бабина тумба, та бабина тумба не пролазить, та бабина тумба, та бабина тумба, та бабина тумба не пролазить,
хай баба, 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 баба,
бабина тумба не пролазить ні туди, та ні сюди,
і я не стара чи не грапа,
та бабина тумба не пролазить ні туди, та ні сюди,
як вертіти, чим штовхати,
та бабина тумба не пролазить ні туди, та ні сюди,
всі меблі як меблі, а ця досівкачі,
та бабина тумба не пролазить ні туди, та ні сюди,
та бабина тумба,
та бабина тумба,
та бабина тумба,
та бабина тумба,
та бабина тумба не пролазить ні туди, ні сюди,
hey, hey, hey.
Сюди, та бабина тумба, та бабина тумба, та бабина тумба не пролазить ні туди, та ні сюди, та бабина тумба,
та бабина тумба, та бабина тумба не пролазить ні туди.
That was Ukrainian rock band Otvinta and a song called Babina Tumba, Baba's or Granny's Outpost. Coming up next is Shabla, and that translates as saber. And this is a group that does some pretty gut-wrenching songs about the war. Here is one right now. This is a song about a mother whose son has gone off to war. It is called Senku Mi Senku. My son.
Стояла біля хати та й чекала сина мати, а синко не йде до хати, змордували злікати.
Люди, де ж та правда? Скажіть, люди, де ж та правда? Чому люди сина мати? Йде на свинтар прободжати?
Синку, де ж ти ходиш там по лісах, синку, мій синку? Ти, напевно, ниві не спав, синку, мій синку. Десь там в горах заблукав, де ж ти, мій синку? За Україну голівку поклав.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Now, the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Death toll is rising in the Donbas region. One Ukrainian soldier had died, and another five were wounded in military clashes with the Russian-backed separatist forces last night. Kyiv reported the combatants violated the ceasefire 43 times in the past 24 hours. The most intense shooting took place near Avdiivka and Isinovata in the Donetsk region. According to Ukraine's military, the separatists also suffered losses as two militants were killed in action.
A vigil for six recently killed Ukrainian soldiers took place this Sunday in Kyiv. Nearly 200 people gathered at the Maidan to pay respects to the fallen fighters. All of the dead soldiers were volunteers, thus not serving in the regular armed forces of Ukraine. However, members of the public still saw it fit to organize a remembrance action for those who gave up their lives for the safety of others.
19 Ukrainian soldiers are now being treated in Dnipro hospitals. Seven are in the military hospital, while 12 others are in the regional Dnipro hospital. Three are presently in intensive care. The zone around the town of Avdiivka in Donetsk region remains the hottest point right now. Russian-backed separatist forces continuously shell Ukrainian army positions as well as residential areas.
A deadly incident at one of the military training grounds in northern Ukraine. Two soldiers are dead and one other is in critical condition. According to preliminary reports, the soldiers were killed during an attempt to start a fire. Military officials have yet to release details, but allege one of the shells that didn't explode during training exercises was the likely cause of the accident.
Hello and welcome to Ukraine Today. My name is Peter Byrne and this is the Press Review. The Daily Beast Ezine and the Washington Post newspaper published articles about Russia's unremitting invasion of Ukraine. Both articles talk about an 11-minute video captured by drone aircraft operated by a volunteer pro-Ukraine group, Dnipro Один. The clip reports to show a Russian military encampment in eastern Ukraine, bolstering claims that Moscow has expanded its military actions there. The video was posted on YouTube by Dnipro Один. It claims the Russian military camp is located in the village of Sonsova in Ukraine's Donetsk region. The video points out T-72 tanks and construction equipment, noting that activity has increased in the last month. Large tents also can be seen in the video, raising questions about whether a command and control headquarters had been established. Tents, trucks, and roads found by a drone at a reported Russian base in eastern Ukraine. NATO officials have for almost a year been saying that the border between Ukraine and Russia is wide open. Meanwhile, President Vladimir Putin and other Kremlin officials have repeatedly and implausibly denied having troops in Ukraine. Mainstream international media have for months largely ignored the growing body of evidence that proves Russia is supplying both equipment and soldiers from its military to the Russian-backed militants in eastern Ukraine. Maybe now they will start paying more attention to this reality more often.
The trial against former Berkut officers accused of violently dispersing Euromaidan protesters in the fall of 2013 is expected to last at least until the end of this year. The reason? Only 10 out of the 84 victims have been questioned so far. The prosecution also has yet to question nearly 100 witnesses. The accused are former high-ranking Berkut officials. Two of them have retired quietly from the police force, and some even got a raise while on trial for beating dozens of students and innocent bystanders. Yaroslav Radon is one of the victims. He got a severe concussion during the attack and now suffers from migraines on a regular basis.
I guess he in all of this rage hit me, and I fell seeing stars. Everything went blank.
Radon's alleged attacker, Yevhen Antonov, was the commander of an operative brigade in 2013. After the revolution, Antonov was not jailed. He ended up serving as a police officer. Also, another defendant in the case, Andriy Dyduk, gained recognition in the post-Euromaidan era. He went to serve in the East and got a higher military rank in the process. Dyduk was even granted an award for his service to Ukraine by the country's president. However, that doesn't change what happened on that fateful November 30th, 2013 night. The victims understand the case is complex, there are a lot of people involved, and the process is far too slow.
For now, everything boils down to the system being unwilling to change, wanting to keep everything the way it used to be.
The ex-Berkut officers face up to 5 years in prison if convicted. The Euro 2016 fever is officially spreading across Ukraine. Although the Ukrainian national team lost 2-0 to the Germans, fans say the team put up quite a fight, causing last night's game to be quite a nail-beater. In the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, football fans from around the globe gathered to watch the game in the specifically designed fan zone. It is hard to describe this feeling, simply hard to describe. The atmosphere is different here. The people here are all cheering for our team, only here. Donning everything blue and yellow is very important today, and many aren't even afraid to paint their faces like the Ukrainian national flag. Of course, fans do not hold back during the game, and their enthusiasm seems to be encouraged by each other's reaction. Despite putting in a good effort, Ukraine lost to the world champions. The Germans have perfected their game, which is almost a classic by now. Ukrainians have yet to master it.
Amnesty International Ukraine is praising the organizers of this weekend's Equality March in Kyiv. The International Human Rights Organization also gave credit to the police and city administration for providing adequate protection to those taking part in the LGBTQ march. The event itself lasted about an hour. More than 1,500 activists walked for about 400 meters. Although there were some provocations, the march went off without any major incidents.
The garbage saga continues in the western Ukrainian region of Lviv. Tons of trash are still burning, forcing the mayor to beg the president to implement an emergency situation. The Hrebovichi landfill is at the center of the controversy surrounding waste collection not only in Lviv, but in other parts of Ukraine. Firefighters say this is the first time they are attempting to put out a blaze of this scale from above. But they admit it's not an easy task. Gases that have been developing here for years are a huge threat to the safety of everything surrounding the landfill. Although Lviv City Hall is quite a distance away, the issue is at the forefront of the debates within the administration walls. Several hundred protesters even showed up unannounced to demand Mayor Sadovey's resignation. They all say his handling of the Hrebovichi problem is shameful. Although the crowd managed to break through the police cordon and even have a scuffle with the authorities, Lviv's mayor remained in his office during the commotion. Sadovey says he isn't hiding, but simply is staying at his workplace.
There was an attempt to disrupt the session, and the city hall session was actually cancelled. I found out about it late last night. That's why I called the head of the police force, and this is why we have increased security here today.
While politicians were trying to put out a public relations fire, the firefighters actually managed to finally get a handle on the landfill blaze. Even the search for the fourth missing person resumed shortly. The head of the operation says they have to be extremely cautious of the condition while putting out the fire and looking for the victim's body. A Hrebovichi garbage site illustrates the problem that Ukraine is going through. The tragedy that captured the headlines also prompted locals and politicians to ask questions. The villages surrounding the landfill should have been evacuated years ago, yet people still live there. So, whether the Hrebovichi problem will lead to an ecological makeover and a complete turnaround of the waste collection industry in Ukraine, only time will tell. It's not an ordinary kind of marathon. This one is for all the night owls out there. The second annual Kyiv Night Run drew about 2,000 runners this weekend. The goal is to run either 5 or 10 kilometer distance long after the sunset.
It's awesome. Every run is different. This is somewhat romantic even.
Most of the runners are here with friends. Running alone in the middle of the night can be somewhat difficult. However, there are a few brave souls battling the distance all on their own.
Night marathon is a bit stressful for the body, but it's a really cool thing. My friends should have joined me.
And humans aren't the only ones running in the streets of Kyiv. This cat is now a bona fide marathon runner. The owner says it's easier for them to run together. This is truly an international marathon. Not only runners from Ukraine, but also Israel, Belarus, and Germany are taking part in the event. All of the participants of the Kyiv Night Run got a medal for their accomplishment.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup for this edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To hear more news from Ukraine today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv. And Ukrainian songstress Tanya Lubomenko with a new agey version of that traditional Ukrainian folk song, Oy ty misyecu, you are the moon, I am your bright star. Up next, another Ukrainian singer and one that's been around quite a while, very popular. Her name is Oksana Bilozir. Here she is now with another unusual rendition, non-traditional, of a song called Червона Троянда, The Red Rose.
Червону троянду дарую я вам. Не знаю, чи стрінемось знову. Троянда для вас, але серце моє давно вже належить другому. Червону троянду сьогодні віддам я. Це найдорожчий дарунок тобі. Червона троянда – це квітка кохання. Помин про зустріч, що в серці мої. Червону троянду тобі берегла. Єдиний ти мій і коханий. Та доля звела. Навіщо мені ця троянда? Червону троянду сьогодні віддам я. Це найдорожчий дарунок тобі. Червона троянда – це квітка кохання. Це спомин про зустріч, що в серці моїм.
спомин про зустріч, що в серці моїй.
Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Тінь сонця ще не вмерла у країни. Ні слава, ні воля, ще на братя українці усміхнеться доля, згинуть наші порошенки, як роса на сонці.
And now a special feature courtesy Ukraine Today, Ukraine's first English language TV and news channel. The following is one of a series of features exploring pressing issues in today's Ukraine. This feature is titled Ukraine's Euro 2016 Anthem. This one's for our soldiers, our heroes. Lead singer from Ukrainian folk rock group Shadow of the Sun, Tin Sonsya, Serhii Vasilyuk talks about why his song Riding Cossacks, Yikhale Kozake, is not just a new anthem. It's meant as a hero's homecoming song. Vasilyuk says that the band is dedicating this song to Ukrainian soldiers fighting against Russian-backed separatist forces. This feature was published on Ukraine Today's YouTube channel February 16, 2016.
Hello and welcome to Viewpoint on Ukraine Today. My name is Tamara Rosevan. Joining us in the studio is Serhii Vasilyuk, the frontman of Ukrainian folk rock group Tin Sonsya, which translates to the Shadow of the Sun. Their song Riding Cossacks is now the official anthem for the Ukrainian football team at Euro 2016. Welcome to Viewpoint.
Hello.
We don't always get rock stars in our studio. Your song is going to be played for millions of football fans. Did you think this was ever going to happen?
It's a really pleasant fact. We are very honored that our song is pitched like music, calling card of our national football team. I love Ukrainian football, really, and so it was very happy new for us.
Can we hear maybe a little bit of the song?
Ah, okay, okay.
Wow, that was really good. So can you tell us what the song is about?
It's a romantic song, also patriotic song, also historical song. So mostly the song about coming home of our heroes, and we can sing about our heroes from every part of our history, about nowadays and about 17th century, when the Cossack culture was mostly shown in Ukraine and all over the world. I hope that Europe remember how Ukrainian Cossacks helped Austria and France between their wars for their independence. So 17th century is the best period of Ukrainian Cossack phenomenon.
Now, I understand you have been going to the front line and helping deliver some goods to the Ukrainian soldiers. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that starts from April 1914, yeah, after revolution of honor. And so first I visited Ambrosievka. Now it's territory of separatists. But then I visited in Mariupol, Vodiane.
So quite a few places. Were you affected by some of the things that you saw there?
It's a really great inspiration to visit that holy places where our soldiers fight for our liberty, for our Ukrainian world. And so it's the most pleasant maybe concerts because you get really really inspiration after with that places, and you come here to Kyiv and you want to return.
I see. So you've been quite affected by it, and I understand you have quite a few fans among the soldiers. You're helping people to rediscover this folk music, Ukrainian folk music.
I think that we play not folk music, but with folk influences. So at first, this is Ukrainian rock with interesting, I hope, texts, but melodies with influences of folk music, really. And there are a lot of soldiers, first volunteers battalions, that guys listened to us before the war, and our music, I think, made influence on the feeling of Ukraine, and we're also happy that we have such Ukrainians, and also our songs like Kozaki or Mecharea, Nikoli ne plach, are famous in our Ukrainian army.
And it's quite popular among some of the Ukrainian athletes. For example, Alexander Usyk uses this to place one of your songs, the song that's going to be the national anthem for the Ukrainian football team, during his boxing entrances.
It was also a pleasant view that Alexander Usyk started to fight after dancing during our music. And so we hope that our song help him to get victory. And so we also hope that Ukrainian football will be lucky on the Euro 2016 in France with this song also.
Who's your favorite football player?
Sergei Rybrov, now he's a coach of Dynamo Kyiv, and from nowadays footballers, I think Yarmolenko, of course.
Do you think that Ukraine has a good chance?
Yeah, the group is good. For us, I think we can go through it and struggle on next studies of Euro.
What message do you have for the Ukrainian football players that will go to represent Ukraine on such a big stage? Or
we have our own message, B'є життя через край. I hope that Ukrainian society understand us, and also our footballers, and this message bring inspiration for every Ukrainian people. So we hope that our footballers with this message also will win in Euro.
Okay, great performance today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, so.
This has been Serhii Vasiliuk, the frontman of Ukrainian folk rock group Team Sonce, which translates to Shadow of the Sun. Their song is going to be featured as the anthem for the Ukrainian football team at Euro 2016.
This has been a special feature courtesy Ukraine's first English language TV and news channel, Ukraine Today. To hear more from Ukraine Today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv. Ukraine's official anthem of the 2016 Euro Cup. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune into Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. Elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, you can get the podcast of the PCJ International Edition on the Stitcher app. And make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page, and do check out our blog. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Слабий сильного не побідить. And our proverb of the week translates as the weak cannot conquer the strong. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us to the end of our program, we have the Ukrainian Old Timers and the Rooster Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.